In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It's obvious that looking back at the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was a challenge to everyone there. He presented a very different model of things, and he confused them. They didn't know what to do with it. Of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, their teachers, and those who governed and ruled over them, had a particular form of spirituality. For them, as they said to his disciples today, they fasted and made long prayers. They were judgmental. They had their own way, and anything outside of that was unacceptable. They were rigid in the way they looked at people and they assessed people. And this is what they expected. They had been under this kind of leadership for so long that that's what they thought was right. This is what a true leader was. This is what their faith was. And this is what it was to be a good and faithful, righteous person. But in actual fact, our Lord came and presented a very different model. His model was one where he was loving. It was unexpected. He didn't call the bright, the intelligent, the educated. He didn't call the expected. He called people like fishermen, like tax collectors. He dined with sinners. He took pity upon the poor. It was very different. And so it confused them. And they turned and they asked his disciples, why do these people, these righteous people, fast and pray, but you're here sitting with tax collectors, sitting with sinners? Then our Lord presented them with the true answer. He came for a very different reason. Our Lord didn't come for the expected crowd. He didn't take on the easy work. He didn't come for what we would now call soft targets. Would have been easy for him to come and be amongst the scribes and the Pharisees, tell them what they wanted to hear, and bring them into the faith. That would have been easy. He came to those who probably would not have listened. He came for those who were probably the most challenging, who broke the mold. Because that mold was a mold made by the world, not by God. Because the mold made by God was a mold that was full of righteousness, love, forgiveness, acceptance. And that mold was replaced. And the rigidness that came with the new mold excluded people. You either saw things their way or you were wrong. You either did things their way or you were wrong. That's fine if it's just a difference of opinion, although it's still unacceptable. In our own households, in our own relationships, in our own friendships, we don't want to be those people. We don't want to be those people who have the right opinion all the time, who know the right thing all the time. We don't want to be those people who have a clear objective of what is right and acceptable, and everyone else's view is soft. Because even that's unacceptable. Because none of us can be right all the time. This is one thing I've learned through my ministry, and I'm sure this is one thing we've all learned through our communications and our interactions. We're not always right. We're not even right most of the time. So it's okay at that level although still unacceptable. But when it dictates salvation, when it tells you that this is the only way to God, when it tells you if you are of a social status, you have no way, if you have a certain role, you have no way, if it tells you that God does not accept you, that's unacceptable. Our Lord came to give a very different model. He said he had come for those who were unwell, those who were sick, those who were challenged, those who were outcast. It was they who needed him, not anyone else. Everyone else felt welcome, felt a part of everything. They needed to be a part. And that's who he came for. See, for us, if God had not taken flesh and had not come in this way with this attitude, there would have been no hope for us at all. What would have happened to the rest of us? Because we all sin. We all fall short of perfection. We all fall short in our day-to-day lives. Are we therefore unworthy? Our Lord said to them, I didn't come for what you think is easy. I came to restore the important people to me. The important people who maybe are lost along a path, yet they are still dear to my heart. And I assure you and I guarantee you, if I invest just the smallest amount of love in them, that they will return. And he was proven right. Someone like Levi, tax collector, didn't just return, he left all and followed him. Likewise with the fishermen. Likewise with people like Mary Magdalene. The Samaritan woman at the well. All of these people who no one would have given a second thought to, but he did, because they were important to him. Who do we think is important? I think that's a question for us today. In our assessment, who's important? Who do we give our lives to? Who do we give attention to? In our assessment, who is deserving of our focus? For many of us, we become quite specific. We develop a group of friends, a social network, and that becomes the focus of our lives. And we don't see outside that. Our Lord, because he is God, because he is perfect, sees much more broadly and sees all equally. His eye falls upon the righteous and the sinful in the same way. His heart is open to the righteous and the sinful in the same way. And his kingdom calls the righteous and the sinful in the same way. What we even see is more than that. He makes even more of an effort with those whom the world may reject. He makes a greater effort with those whom no one would look at. It is up to us to follow the message of our Savior. To look at every person, especially those for whom there may be no hope, because the world has told them there is no hope. To remember those who are in pain, who may feel that they are forgotten, cast aside. Of course, our minds go to Iraq, Syria, Egypt, to Africa, to many places. But beyond that, our minds should start with those closest to us, to our families, to our friends, to those who maybe need that compassion just as much as those people in a faraway country. Because while pain is different for the person experiencing it, it is pain. It is no less credible, it is no less urgent. But for that person who feels pain, who feels loneliness, who feels rejection, it is very true pain. So it is up to us to walk in the footsteps of our Savior, to not just follow the soft targets, to not just deal with those who are easy to deal with, to not just focus on those who cause us no challenge, but to be those who are challenged to be the image and likeness of God, to be His in every way, and to be reflection of Him to the world, that we, through Him and He through us, may bring hope. And glory be to God forever. Amen.